For this wonderful opportunity, we can come together to worship Him.
我们真是感谢神，再次给我们有这样好的机会，我们一起来到一起，我们来敬拜我们的神。
Today is a very special Sunday.
今天啊，主日也是非常特别的一个主日。
Any of you know why today is very special?
我们当中有谁知道今天为什么那么特别呢？
Let's read the scripture together.
让我们一起来打开圣经。
Turn your Bible to Old Testament.
我们一起打开圣经，我们要在旧约里面一起读。
Leviticus chapter 23.
我们要读的是利未记二十三章。
Yes. Leviticus in the Old Testament.
是在旧约的旧约里面利未记。
Yeah. Chapter 23, verse 4 to verse 11.
我们要从二十三章的第四节读到第十一节。
Yeah. And my brother will read the odd verses in Chinese, and I will read the even verses in English.
所以我们中文呢，我们会读单数节，英文变双数节。
I hope when we finish this paragraph, you can answer why today is special.
我希望我们读完这段圣经的时候，你可能会明白为什么今天是那么特别。
Let's try it.
让我们一起来试试看。
Chapter 23, verse 4.These are the appointed time of the Lord, holy convocations, which you shall proclaim at the times appointed for them.
好，我们念第五节。正月十四日，黄昏的时候，是耶和华的逾越节。
Then on the 15th day of the same month, there is the feast of unleavened bread to the Lord. For 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread.
第七节，第一日当有圣会，什么劳碌的工都不可做。
But for 7 days you shall present an offering by fire to the Lord. On the 7th day is a holy convocation. You shall not do any laborious work.
耶和华对摩西说，
Good, very good. Verse 11. And he shall wave the heath before the Lord for you to be accepted. On the day after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it.
我们读十二节。
不用了。Jump to verse 14. Yeah.
好，我们下面继续到十四节。好，我们再念十二节。摇着捆的日子，你们要把一岁没有残疾的公绵羊献给耶和华为燔祭。
Oh, you read 12, huh? I want you to read 14. That's okay. I will read 14.
好，对不起，我们读了十二节。那么下面英文再练。
Until this same day, until you have brought in the offering of your God, you shall eat neither bread nor roasted grain nor new growth. It is to be a perpetual statute throughout your generations in all your dwelling places. All right, this paragraph mentions talking about God told Moses, tell the Israel these are the days or the festivals you will keep during the year.
刚才我们读到的这一段是神跟摩西他在讲以色列当中有一些节期他们是需要持守的。
For the Jewish people, God revealed 7 holidays or festivals or conventions to the Israel.
神给以色列人有七个这样的圣会或者节期。
The first one is Passover.
第一个就是逾越节。
That's what we read in verse 5.
所以我们刚才在读的第五节的时候讲到的逾越节。
Okay.That's 14th of the month.
所以这是正月十四。
And the second day is the next day, called the unleavened bread.
So
unleavened bread.
下面一个节期呢，就是叫做无酵饼节，就是第二天，就是那个逾越节的后面一天。
Right. And then the third day.
然后呢，就到了第三天。
The third day is called the first fruit. First fruit.
第三天也就是第三个节啊，要他们所守的，就是初熟节。
That's in verse 10, verse 11.
所以刚才我们读到里面啊，是第十节和第十一节所念到的。
So in these verses, mention three festivals.
所以我们在刚才读的这个里面提到了三个节日。
For us Chinese or Americans, seems as no relationship, right? Because we are not Jewish people.
对我们这些老中或者是老美来讲啊，可能不是啊有太多的啊深的印象，好像没有关系，因为他们是犹太人的节日。
But if you read the Bible, you will know.These festivals, when God first revealed to the Israel, asked them to keep it for all their lives.
你如果读圣经的话，你就知道神在给他们这些节期的时候，是要这些以色列人一直守，一直到永远。
And this will be kept for generations.
所以这个节期是要他们持守，从一代一代一直要守下去。
Why God say that to the Israel?
神为什么要对以色列人？这样说呢
Because that's what God will do. Reveal His will to His people through these festivals, these conventions.
因为是神要借这些他给以色列人这些节期他要将他的心意一个一个从节期里面来显明出来
So these three festivals already fulfilled.
真正讲起来这刚才三个节期他已经是完成了
These conventionsWhen God first revealed to Moses, it was about 1500 years before Jesus Christ.
所以当第一次神跟摩西讲啊这个三个节期的时候，是在1500年以前。
But for the Jewish people, they experienced that reality was the day when they exit from Egypt, escape from the tyranny of Pharaoh, King Pharaoh.
所以当以色列真正经历到这个第一个这个节期的时候是他们从埃及出来的时候摆脱了这个埃及的法老王的权势
Originally they were slaves for Pharaoh about 400 years
因为他们在法老的权势下他们做了400年的奴隶
Yes, they were so miserable they cry out, Lord, deliver us from the slavery
因为他们做奴隶的非常的痛苦所以他们向神呼求要神从法老王的手中把他们拯救出来
Finally, God answered their prayer
因为神是听了他们的祷告、
so、
神要拯救他们
famous exodus 2 million Jewish people escaped from the hand of Pharaoh
所以这就是一个著名的一个他们从埃及出来有200万人从脱离了法老的手
God used first festivalThe festival of Passover to free them.
所以神是借用了这个第一个给他们的一个节期，就是叫做逾越节，来把他们拯救出来。
But that only a symbol.
这只是在当时是一个预表。
To tell the whole world, one day God will deliver His people, chosen people, out of the tyranny of Satan.
这只是一个预表有一天神要将他的子民从撒旦的手中权势中拯救出来
We were under the power of Satan
因为我们是在撒旦的权势下
We were controlled through the world system and the sin the power of sin enslaved every human being
因为我们所有的人类我们都在这个世界的捆绑和罪的捆绑之下
So God promised to deliver us from the tyranny ofthe prince of the world.
所以神应许我们，他要将我们从这些这个世界的王这个撒旦的手中权势下，把我们拯救出来。
So when did it happen?
那个是什么时候发生的呢？是怎样成就的呢
？1500 years later.
是1500年之后，就是讲了他跟摩西讲了。
God sent His beloved Son.Came to this world to save us.
所以神差他的宝贝儿子耶稣基督来到这世上来拯救我们。
What day he died?
那一天他受难的死的那一天是哪一天
？Passover.
那一天就是在逾越节，传统的逾越节的那天。
Jesus was nailed to the cross on Passover day.
所以主耶稣他就是那天在逾越节的那天被钉在十字架上。
Very precise.
非常的准确。
And then he take care all the sins of the world.
因为他带了啊，背负了所有世上的罪。
That represent by the festival of the feast of unleavened bread.
这就是代表了一个是在节日节期，就是啊除酵节啊这个节期里面所代表的。
Saturday, yesterday, I show my wife a picture in the Wall Street Journal.
所以昨天星期六啊，我给我妻子看有一篇啊报纸是在华尔街报纸上面登出来的。
The front page.
是在报纸的第一面，在报纸的第一面。
There is a picture, a fire, big fire.
所以那个上面有个照片，上面讲那个起了一个大火。
I asked my wife, "You just look at the picture. What's your impression?"
我跟我妻子说，你就看这个照片，你能感觉到什么呢
？You know, nowadays, if you see fire on the street, what's your impression?
当你看到那个火又在街上有火的时候，你就马上给你的
联
想是什么呢
？Some chaos, IS cause trouble again.
所以你当时想到肯定是这个极端的穆斯林，他们造成麻烦，在街上放火。
Saturdays.That picture was not by ISIS, it was the Jewish people, the Orthodox Jew.
但是那个星期六我所讲的报上的那个火它不是这些人，而他们反过来是以色列人的
Orthodox,
犹太
教
正统犹太教的这些犹太人。
They burn everything with leaven, yeah.
他们那天都在这里就烧所有有酵的在里面的这些饼，他都要烧。
That's according to Moses' teaching. You have to burn everything around you with leaven.
所以就他们是按照摩西所吩咐的，那一天要在家里面所有带有酵的东西都要拿出来一起烧掉。
That's the feast of unleavened bread. It's typified.
所以这就是里面特别要讲的除酵节这一天所要讲的。
The third day is the feast of first fruit.
下面一天也就是第三个节，在后面第三节就是初熟节。
That symbolizes Christ resurrected on the third day.
这也就是是一个表示一个预表，主耶稣他在第三日复活。
He is the first fruit of the new creation.
主耶稣。他是所有在宇宙中，他是第一个初熟的果子。
Right. Guess what?
那你们大家想一想。
When was the day of Passover? According to our calendar today.
但是如果你想想看，根据我们现在的我们的日历时间那个逾越节是哪一天
？Friday.April 22nd.
我们那次是是在按照这个日期，应该是4月22号。
Right. Although we had our Easter on March, right? But that was totally screwed up by Pope.
虽然我们好像在这个三月份已经过了这个复活节，但这个是完全是一个搞错，是一个教皇他们这个按照他们的时间这是搞错的。
Correct day should be.Past Friday,
应该正确的逾越节的日期是按照犹太人的节期是刚刚过去的星期五。
So if you have Jewish friend, they are having whole week holy convention.
所以如果你有犹太人的朋友啊，你就知道他们整个一个星期都是他们的盛会。
Right, Wall Street won't open.
所以华尔街的股票市场也不开放。
Is their holy convention.
所以这是他们的一个盛会，整个星期。
Okay, then what's today?
那么今天呢？今天是什么呢
？The fruit of the first fruit.
这讲的就是真正的一个初熟的果子的节。
That's the true meaning of Easter.
这是一个真正的复活节的一个真正的意义在这里。
So, today is supposed to be the true Easter.
今天应该是真正的复活节。
Okay, so you have to know what Bible was talking about.
所以我们应当真正从圣经里面去了解圣经所讲的。
So it's very meaningful. Today we talk about Revelation chapter 14.
所以今天也确实跟我们很有关系，我们今天在讲启示录十四章的时候，正好这一天也是跟我们这个很有关系。
Yes, so with this background, now let's turn to our Bible from chapter 14, Revelation.
所以我们刚才借着我们刚才所讲的一些背景，那么我们一起来到启示录十四章。
Yeah.I think a few weeks ago, I shared one portion of this chapter 14.
大概两个星期前，我跟大家一起分享了启示录大概前十四章的前面一部分。
Today I will continue for the second part.
所以今天我还会继续分享下面的部分。
Let's read it again.
让我们再一起来读。
I want us to read.From verse 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, okay?
So, 我们要一起再读，还是从14章的第一节一直念到第四节。
I will take turn with my brother here.
轮流来念。
Yeah, I read first verse. And I looked, and behold, the Lamb was standing on Mount Zion.And with him 144,000, having his name and the name of his father written on their foreheads.
我听见从天上有声音，像众水的声音和大雷的声音，并且我所听见的，好像弹琴所弹的琴声。
Verse 3. They sang a new song before the throne and before the four living.Creatures and the elders, and no one could learn the song except 144,000 who had been purchased from the earth.
这些人未曾沾染妇女，他们原是童身，羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随他。他们是从人间买来的，做粗俗的果子归于神和羔羊。
Verse 5.
第五节。
And no lies was found in their mouth. They are blameless.
在他们口中查不出谎言来，他们是没有瑕疵的。
Okay. So today our focus still on this group, special group of people. How many people?
所以我们今天的我们重点还是集中在这一群特别的人群身上。他们多少
144,000.
他们有十四万四千。
If you just look at this number, you will recall there is another place in the same book mentioned the same number.
如果你光看到这个十四万四千，你会立刻联想到在这个启示录前面的几章的时候也提到过这个数字。
Where? Which chapter?
那么是在哪里呢
？Chapter seven.
那是在第七章。
If you go to chapter seven, you will see the same number appear first time.
如果你到这个启示录第七章的时候，你可以第一次看到这个十四万四千这个数字。
But in that chapter, John explained very clearly to everyone that those are from 12 tribes of Israel.
你在读这个第七章的时候，你是很清楚知道这个约翰在写这个书的时候，他知道他特别写到这个是从犹太人他的十二个支派里面所来的。
Right. Each tribe.Set apart 12,000.
所以它是每一个支派里面有一万两千人。
You add 12 tribes together, all together 144.
所以你
one group of Jewish 12 tribes.
所以你把每一个支派里面都有一万两千人，十二个支派加在一起的话，就是十四万四千。
Also, they appear on earth.
因为他们是从地上，他们在地上。
But today, as we read chapter 14.
但是我们今天刚才读到第十四章的时候
，You will see the same number, but the content is different.
但你同样虽然会同样看到，我们仍然是在这里有十四万四千，但是它的内容就不一样。
They are not necessarily Israelites.
他们不一定是以色列人。
Who are they?
那么他们是谁呢
？And then you will see as we read through these five verses.
你刚才读到这个五节圣经的时候，你就会看到
，They are Christians，
因为他们是基督徒
，Right？
是不是
？Because number one sign is they have whose name on their forehead？
因为第一个标记是什么？他们在他们头额上面有什么标记
？Name of the Father，
他们有父的名
；Name of the Lamb，
还有羔羊的名。
You know Jewish people don't believe Jesus，
因为你们知道犹太人他到现在还不相信
Even today,
耶稣。
You will go to Israel, you will find out they don't believe Jesus。
因为你如果就现在你去以色列，你知道他们还是不相信耶稣的。
But Bible prophesied one day the whole 12 tribes will turn back to Jesus。
但是圣经里面已经有预言说，到那一天，所有的十二个部落部族的这个以色列人，他们都会回转回到来认耶稣。
What day？
那一天是哪一天呢？
Jesus second time, second coming.
那一天就是主耶稣第二次再来的时候。
Yeah, his feet will step on the Mount Olives, and then that time, the whole 12 tribes turn to Christ.
因为到那一天，就是主耶稣的脚他踏在橄榄山上的时候，全犹太人他们的都要回转到耶稣里。
So unless they turn to the Christ, they won't acknowledge Jesus is the Lord. They will not.
因为只要他们没有承认耶稣的话，他们不认耶稣的话，他们不会承认耶稣是他们的主。
And then the second character we talk about a couple weeks ago，
那也是几个礼拜前我们刚才讲到有第二个特征。
This is a special choir, 144,000 sing new song。
因为第二个特征就讲到这也144,000人，他们能够唱一个新歌。
Wow, have you ever heard such a big choir with this？Huge number of people sang this new song, and nobody else can sing this song.
所以能不能想象有这样的一个诗班，144,000的，他们能够唱这样的新歌啊？没有其他的任何人能够唱。
Who they praise? Who is this subject they praise?
因为他们所在这里崇拜的、所赞美的是谁呢？
Jesus must be.
他们在这里唱的一定是主耶稣。
A new song, nobody else can sing.
因为他们这个歌是没有任何其他的人能
够唱。Only these exclusive 144,000 can sing.
只有他们这些144,000的人，他们才能够唱这首赞美的歌。
And the third character.
第三个特征呢？
They are virgins.
他们是童身，
right? In verse 4 it says.These are the ones who have not been defiled with women, for they have kept themselves chaste.
因为在这第四节是这样说，这些人未曾沾染妇女，他们原是童身。
So for this character I explained last time, either you literally explained it or you spiritually explained it.
因为上次我在这里解释，你一方面从字面上面来解释，另外一方面从灵意来解释。
Now if you go through 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 12,Then you will see these are the virgins. They never worship any other idols, but love one Lord only. That's Jesus.
如果你回到哥林多后书的话，第十一章，十二节里面，你可以看到他在这里讲的是没有拜过其他的，他是专心，他是完完全全是归于主的。
So that's what I shared last time.
这就是我刚才上次。在里面一起分享。
If you still remember，
如果你还记得一点的话
，Today I will continue。
今天我要继续。
Because this group is the elite。
因为这一群144,000，他们真是可以说是一个
elite is the best，
是一个最好的精兵了，那个精兵。
What Lord is looking for， He finds satisfaction among this group of people。
因为主对这批人他是完全的满意。
Yeah, they all receive the highest reward.
因为他们所得到的是最高的奖赏。
I don't know whether you have read this scripture in Hebrew chapter 12.
我不知道你们是不是读过在希伯来书第十二章。
If you don't, please open the Bible to Hebrew chapter 12.
如果你还没有读的话，我们可以一起打开，是在启示录第十二章。
No, Hebrew.
不，希伯来书十二章，对不起。
Yeah, right here. Hebrew chapter 12, verse 22 and 23.
是希伯来书第十二章22节到23节。
But you have come to Mount Zion.And to the city of living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to myriads of angels,
你们乃是啊，那我就读二三节，有名录在天上诸长子之会所共聚的总会，有审判众人的神和被成全啊被成全之义人的灵魂。
Here, the author of Hebrew mentioned a special gathering in heaven.
因为在这里，作者希伯来书的作者特别在这里提到一个在啊天上有一个特别的聚会。
This assembly, this church has a special name for it.
因为啊这个天上这个教会，它有一个特别的名字给这个教会。
What's the name of this gathering?
他这个给他们啊的名字，作者给他们的名字叫什么呢
？Verse 23，
是在第二十三节里面讲到
的。The General Assembly and the Church of the Firstborn。
他这里讲的就是诸长子之会
所共聚的
总会。
Yes. So that's the assembly of a people in heaven, Mount Zion.
因为是这批人就是在天上的西安，他们在这里有个聚会。
So now you see in this vision John saw this Mount Zion and a group of people assembled there.
这就是这个约翰他所看见的异象，就是在西安山的天上的西安山里面有这一批人，他们在那里。
Right. So this group is the elite.
因为这批啊是啊最好的最最最精锐的。
So nowadays we all love our kids will go to the best university, the best students, right? That's every parent's dream about.
我们所有的父母都很啊有这样的一个梦想，就是把我们的孩子送到最最好的学校里面去。
Right? We all work hard for that.
我们也甚至为这个而非常的努力在培养孩子。
Do you know what's in our heavenly father's heart?
那你知道不知道，在我们天上的父，他的心意是什么呢？
If you, as a parent, you will desire the best for your kids.
因为如果你是作为父母的话，你是愿意你的孩子是得到最好的话。
What do you think our heavenly Father expects from us?
那你能不能想到，我们在天上的父，他要是不是也要给我们也是最好的呢？
Same.
应该是一样的心
，right? God only desires the best for His children.
因为神他要给他的儿女是最好的。
So if we spend so much time, energy, wealth to raise up our children for the earthly achievement,
如果我们花了很多的精力，还有很多的财富，要来把我们在孩子在地上要来让他们得到最好的成就的话
，that's only temporary.
那只是还是啊比较短暂的
，only for this life，
那只能是为我们今世的生活。
In the Bible, you have to see what is the eternal value。
如果你要从圣经里面看，什么是真正一个长远的一个永远的啊价值呢
？This is where God reveals His heart to us。
这就是神要向我们启示的。
This heavenly assembly。
这个在天上的啊，这个诸长子的聚会。
One day, God will get this first crop, the first fruit.
因为神
for himself,
他是要得到这一批初熟的这批初熟的果子。
And Jesus is the first fruit.
因为主耶稣他就是这批初熟果子中的最初熟啊，第一个初熟的果子。
Right. And then, who are the rest of the first fruits?
那么其他的初熟的果子是谁呢
？Are you with me？
你是不是还继续在跟着我
？Yeah. Today, if you can apprehend how God defined the first fruit, will honor His will, accomplish His will. That's depend on this group of people.
所以你真知道，你如果能真正明白主啊，我们的天上的父怎样看这一批初熟的果子的话。怎样用啊这个初熟果子来荣耀他的话
？This 144, number one, are very limited, for this specific number only.
所以我们刚才在讲到这个144,000的话，他们对他们这批人来讲是还是啊只是限在于他们当中。
They are living.
他们是活着的。
They are raptured to the throne.
他们被提升到宝座。
So, they carry these seven characteristics.
他们有这个七个特别的特征。
Number one, they have a testimony of the Father and the Son.
第一个特征就是在他们的额头上面有父神和羔羊的脸。
Number two, they have a special experience. They sang a song to praise God.
因为第二，他们有特别的经历。他们能够唱这首新歌。
Number three, they are the virgins as devoted totally for God.
因为第三，他们就像童生一样，他们完完全全的忠诚于神。
So now, number four.
那么现在的第四点。
Number four, we just read it. Bible said.
第四，我们要讲的点，刚才我们圣经里面也刚才才读到。
Is that there are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever He goes.
刚才在讲到羔羊无论往哪里去他们都跟从他。
This is the fourth character.
这是第四个特点。
What does it mean?
特征。这个表示什么意思呢？
If you recall the experience of those 12 disciples, the first crop.
如果你讲到这个第一批初熟的果子的时候，你想到这十二个门徒的时候。
You remember when Jesus met them first time.
你会想起第一次当耶稣第一次见到他们的时候。
That's John 1st, chapter 1.
我们知道是在约翰福音里面。
Right?
第一章。
John the Baptist said, Behold, the Lamb of God.
因为在那个里面施洗约翰说看啊这是神的羔羊。
Two of the disciples of John the Baptist followed Jesus to find out, you know, is he really the Messiah?
所以有两个这个施洗约翰的他的门徒就立刻就来跟从了耶稣。
And then they stay with Jesus overnight, and they said, "Yes, indeed, he is." So they both went home, find their brothers, come, "Hey, we met the Messiah."
所以这两个门徒他们和主耶稣他们住了一个晚上，然后他们确确实实看到这就是真正的弥赛亚。然后他们回去告诉他们弟兄。
First encounter.
这是第一次和耶稣接触。
Jesus asked one question.
耶稣就问了他们第一个问题。
Who remember the first question Jesus asked these two disciples of John?
谁能够能够记得当时耶稣他问这两个门徒是
What do you want?
因为他讲的是你要什么。
Listen carefully. Jesus asked all of us the same question. In your life, what do you want?
请大家也特别的注意到。主耶稣他也在问我们每一个人，在问我们每一个人，
就是 I want money。
那有人说我要钱。
I want the high position, fame,
或者我要很高的职位，或者是名声。
These people will never come to Lord.
因为这样子的话，这些人他们是不会
来到神的面前。These two young men, why they came to Jesus? Because they asked one question, they have answered.
这两个人为什么他们来到主的跟前？
From that story,
因为他们问的问题，他们能够回答。
What's the answer?
他们的回答是什么
？We want to know whether you are the Messiah.
所以他们的回答是我们想知道你是不是那个弥赛亚。
We want Messiah.
我们要的就是弥赛亚。
All right. Then next time when Jesus met them, they were fishing.
So, 第二次如果耶稣再碰到他们的时候、他们正在打鱼。
We read chapter 4 of Matthew, you will remember, Jesus walked on the beach of the Sea Galilee.
所以还记得是在马太福音第四章的时候、那时在加利利那一带行走的时候。
Peter was fishing, right?
那个时候彼得他正在打鱼。
And Jesus saw him and called him.
所以耶稣
And follow me.
所以耶稣看见彼得就跟说来跟从我。
And I will make you the fishers of men.
所以我要叫你得人如得鱼一样。
So Peter dropped the net, follow Jesus immediately.
所以彼得他就把打鱼的网放下来立刻就跟从了耶稣。
And he did the same thing with John with others.
然后同样耶稣对待约翰还有其他人也是同样的呼召。
In chapter 9 you will see Jesus call who? In chapter 9 Matthew.
如果在马太福音第九章的时候那个耶稣在呼召谁呢
Matthew
他在呼召马太
He was not a fisherman
他并不是打鱼的
What was he doing
那他那时候在干什么呢马太
Tax collector
因为他是一个收税的
He works for IRS
他 就像我们这里给那个美国的税务局一样的工作。
Now, he was a tax collector.
他是收税的。
And was a busy man.
他是也是非常忙碌的。
Really, he tried to find out your tax. We just report our federal income tax.
所以他就是在这里忙碌，要发现谁还没有付税，就像我们现在一样，我们刚刚才去交税啊，付税。我们想，我也希望你们在交税方面都没有什么问题。
That's what was his job.
这就是税吏马太他的工作。
Jesus came to his office. He was busy.
啊，那时候他正在工作。耶稣来到他的办公室。
Jesus said one thing. Are you busy? No.
耶稣跟他讲，耶稣并没有问他说你是不是很忙啊。
Jesus just said, "Come, follow me."
耶稣讲的就是来跟从我。
Can you imagine in the office, Jesus come, tell you, "Come and follow me"?
你可不可以想象，如果我们在自我们自己的办公室，如果耶稣来了说来跟从我？
所以 Jesus always asks someone busy.
因为耶稣他总会问不管你是
Jesus will never ask anyone is lazy.
如果你正在忙的时候，耶稣总是要问你的，不会他来问一个没有事干的人。
You know, either Peter or John, they are all very busy doing their daily routines.
我们知道彼得还有约翰，他们都是在每天是在忙碌当中度过的。
Jesus said, "Come and follow me."
耶稣说来跟从我。
So these first crop.They respond all the same. They drop everything, follow Jesus.
所以这个第一批的初熟的果子，他们的反应都是一样，他们放下手中所做的，跟随耶稣。
And in chapter 8, there was a story, Jesus said.
如果来到第八章里面，耶稣有讲了一个故事。
A certain scribe came and said to Jesus, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go."
所以那里有一个文士来对他说，夫子啊，你我要跟从你，你不管你要去哪里。
Good or bad?
好不好啊？
Good.
那是非常好。
You know what? Who is a scribe?
他说：“你要知道谁是文士呢
？”At that time, we are the elites among the Jewish society. They copy Bibles.
他们这个文士也是当时社会里面他的最精华的人。他们一直是在这里抄写圣经。
They are learned about scriptures.
他们是很好的在学习圣经的。
They teach Bibles.
而且他们不但学，而且他们教导圣经。
So this kind of people come to Jesus and say, "Hey, teacher, I will follow you wherever I go, wherever you go."
不是 I go,
you go.
所以像这样子的人，这样精华的人，他说老师啊，我夫子，我要来跟从你。你去哪里，我就跟到你。
If someone very very high position come to me, said, "Wherever you go, I will follow." Oh, I will be so honored.
如果假设如果有一个人非常高，他有非常高的职位，来到我的面前跟我说，你无论你去哪里，我也跟着你的话，我就觉得他非常的尊重的我。
But Jesus answers, "The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head."
但是耶稣怎么回答呢？他说：“狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟。”有窝，人子却没有枕头的地方。
Why is Jesus answering this way?
为什么耶稣却是这样的回答他呢？
Think,
我们可以好好想一想。
For him, the scribe follow Jesus. Think, yeah, you are a great guy. If I follow you, one day I will be famous as you.
所以这个文士可能是这样想的。他说：“你是那么有名，如果我跟随你的话，我将来我也一样，可能和你一样，也非常的成功。
You live five-star hotel, I will follow you.”
如果你住在五星级的宾馆的话，我也跟随你一起住。
You drive Mercedes Benz, I will have another one.
如果你开的是奔驰车的话，我可能也是开另外一个车跟它匹配的。
It's、very prestigious, very very high in the society.
所以在社会的眼中，在人的眼中看来是非常高的地位。
That's what he thinks about following Jesus. That's the manner.
这可能是就是他当这位夫子这位文士当时脑子里面所想的，跟随耶稣。
Jesus said, "Forget it."
耶稣说就不必了。
Birds has the nest, fox has holes. I cannot find a place lay my head on.
耶稣就跟他说了，他说鸟呢有窝，狐狸呢也有洞，但是我呢是连枕头的地方都没有。
说。Don't follow me with your own dream.
他说你不要靠着你的想象或者你的梦来跟随我。
And then the other disciple came to him and said, "Lord, let me follow you, but let me go home, take care of my father first, and then follow you."
但是另外又有一个门徒也说要来跟随耶稣，但是他说你先让我回去，能够 把我父亲埋了之后我再来。
Jesus says, follow me and allow the dead to bury their own dead.
所以耶稣怎么回答说呢？就任凭死人埋葬死人吧，你来跟从我。
So you will see, following Jesus takes highest priority. Don't think you have many other things to take care of first. Jesus said, my business is first.
所以耶稣，对耶稣来讲，要跟随他的话，要必须把这个放在第一位，在所有的其他的事情之上。
And then later, Jesus told them what is you have to psychologically prepare in your heart.
后面，然后耶稣也跟他们门徒讲，你如果要跟从我的话，你要在你的思想各方面精神方面要有准备。
You have to study the chapter 10 of Matthew. You will see the whole story.
所以你这就要回到，就要看马太福音第十章里面耶稣所讲到的这些。
Jesus told them, Behold, I send you as a sheep into the midst of wolves. Therefore be shrewd as serpents and innocent as doves.
所以耶稣在这里说，我差你们去如同羊进入狼群，所以你们要灵巧像蛇，驯良像鸽子。
Following me means you will be thrown in jail. People will whip you.
你如果是要跟随我的，就也就意味着人要把你投入到监牢里面去，用鞭打你。
But you still have to be witness for me.
但是你仍然就是这样，你仍然要为耶稣做见证。
And your brother will deliver you to death. Your father as a child, he will against you.
还讲到你的这个弟兄呢也要把你送到死地，还包括父亲也要把儿子也要送到死地。
In other words, if you serve the Lord wholehearted, maybe your family will fight against you.
这就表示如果你真正的全心全意的在侍奉神的时候，可能你的家庭都会来反对你。
Verse 20, he said, you will be hated by all on account of my name, but it is the one who has endured to the end, who will be saved.
所以马太福音第十章的二十节是这样说，并且你们要为我的名被罪人恨恶，唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。
So you will see, following Jesus is a tough job.
你可以看到，在这里要跟随耶稣的话，不是那么一件容易的事情。
You think in the maybe in China is tough, in United States should be easy, right?
你可能会想象到，你说可能在中国要信主的话可能比较难，但是在美国可能是比较容易。
True, in the United States seems easier than in China.
这也是对的，看上去在美国确实好像的各方面的状况环境都比在中国要好。
Things are changing.
但是事情正在改变。
Last year you will see Obama said September 28th, he said, this is the most glorious day for the United States. That's the homosexual marriage is legal.
所以你上次实际上是在上次九月份是奥巴马总统他在这里讲这一
天是
这一天是最荣耀的天。他讲这一天是什么？是允许这个同性恋的结婚的合法化。
Two weeks ago, there's a news that certain portion of the country wants to remove all the Bible from the public library.
也就在两个星期之前，有一些州他们通过了一些法律说在图书馆里面不可以有圣经。
Can you imagine that? You can put any other book, but not Bible.
你可以想象在图书馆里面所有的其他书都可以，但是不可以放圣经。
So you will see the whole setting of this society is changing.
所以你可以看到，在包括在美国这个社会，它也正在改变。
For hundreds of years, all the president or congressman, they will read the Bible, swear on the Bible when they take the office.
我们也是几百年来在这里美国的这些议会的议员就职和总统就职，他们的手都是按在圣经上面宣誓的。
Now they want to get rid of Bible.
如今他们要把圣经从图书馆里面请出去。
Things are changing very fast.
所以事情也正在激烈的急转之下。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know.
弟兄姐妹们
，Your decision come to the United States is correct or not?
所以我也不知道我们当时决定要来到美国这个决定是对呢还是错。
Yeah, it's all different now.
所以情况都在改变。
So, sooner or later, the whole world will fight against Jesus.
我们知道不久所有这个世界都要来反对基督，来逼基督。
So Jesus said, be prepared.
所以耶稣在这里说，要我们准备好，有这样的准备。
So you will go through the four Gospels, you will see many people want to follow Jesus during Jesus' time.
所以你看这个整本啊，整个四个福音书的时候，许多的人他们说都要来跟随耶稣。
But one after the other, they disappeared, they dropped out.
但是一个一个，他们有的就离开了。
Because it's not easy.
但因为为什么呢？也不是一条容易的路。
You have to pay a price.
你是要付代价的。
Oh.When Jesus tells them the truth, maybe many people cannot accept it.
当耶稣跟他们讲真正的事实的时候，啊，讲真理的时候，许多的人是不能接受。
When Jesus said, "My flesh is edible, my blood is drinkable," oh, many people said, "I don't know what you're talking about."
当耶稣跟他们说我的肉是可以吃的，我的血是可以喝的，当时听到了许多人他们接受不了这个，他说你到底是谁
？So they.Run away.
所以他们就离开他。
Even for the 12 disciples,
同样对十二个跟随他的门徒来，
they follow to the last day, the day of Passover.
他们一直跟随他，一直到那天耶稣要上十字架那天，逾越节那天。
Jesus told them, "One of you will betray me."
因为耶稣跟他们讲，你们当中有一个人要出卖我。
They all look around.
Boom! 他们都互相彼此互相啊，观看到底是谁
？Right? And Peter even said, "No. If they all betray you, I will not betray you."
他们互相看到底是谁，但彼得他自己说啊，虽然有人会啊来出卖你，但是我不会，我要跟随你。
Jesus looked at him and said, "Peter, before the cock crow three times, you will deny me three times."
所以耶稣就对彼得说：“彼得，在鸡叫啊、鸡叫啊、叫三遍之前，你会啊、鸡叫前你会三次不认我。
”Yes, that's right. Before the cock crows, you will deny me three times. So you will see. Peter said, "No way, I will never deny you."
所以耶稣说：“彼得说，我不会，我一定不会，我不会出卖啊，我不会出卖。
”But when the soldier came, you know the story.When the situation really press on, they all get scared.
但你知道后来圣经里面特别谈到，当真正的情况急转直下来压迫过来的时候，啊，就不一样了。
So people just disappear.
所以啊，这些门徒也是慢慢的走掉，一个一个走掉。
They all disappear.
他们在圣经里面讲到，他们一个一个都消失了。
Peter denied three times as Jesus forecast.
因为彼得确实啊否认了主三次。
So you will know.Following Jesus all the way is not easy.
所以你会知道，从这条要跟随主，一直跟随主的话，这不是一条容易的道路。
You follow, and once you have tests, you have tribulation, trials, and then your faith get weaker and weaker.
当你跟随耶稣的时候，当你有难处、困难和试炼来到的时候，你的信心可能就会越来慢慢、慢慢的越来越减少。
Peter think he can.
彼得说他可以
，but he could not.
但是他真正的他还是不行。
How about you? How about me?
但是你和我怎么样呢
？Can we?
我们能不能说我们能够坚持到底
？By the grace of God.
但是我们靠着主的恩典
，He can help us.
他能够帮助我们的。
If depend on our own willpower, it's impossible.
因为你要靠着，如果靠着我们自己的意志的话，我们是做不到。
But you need the choice, your determination to follow him.
但是你确确实实要真正要做一个决定，要跟随他的。
Brothers and sisters, whether we can persist to the end, we are not sure.
我们至于我们对自己来讲，我们靠着我们自己，我们是不是能坚持到底？我们不能确定。
But at least you have to.Show you have this willingness to follow him.
但是你至少你要表示出来你自己一个愿意的心要来跟随他。
Jesus said, "To man is impossible. To God, everything is possible."
所以耶稣就会说啊，是在人讲啊是不能办到，不能。但是在神，凡事都可以。
So our trust is not in ourselves.
我们真正的啊所依靠的。不是在我们自己。
Our trust is in Him.
我们真正能够相信所依靠的是在他，在主耶稣。
When you read this testament, in the Bible about this 144,000.
当我们刚才在读到新约里面讲到的十四万四千的时候，
This is a group of brothers and sisters. They, by the grace of God, follow Jesus to the end.
这一批十四万四千这些弟兄和姐妹们，他们是跟随主耶稣到底的人。
What is the ending of Jesus?
我们对耶稣来讲，他的最终的目的是什么？
He starts from the manger, right?
耶稣开始是从
as a baby.
婴孩生在马槽的婴孩开始。
He grew up in a carpenter's family.
然后他是在一个木匠的家庭成长。
And then when age 30, he came out to preach.
当他到了三十岁的时候，他出来来传道。
For 3.5 years, he basically preach all over Palestine.
可以说在三年半里面，他将整个巴勒斯坦地全部走遍来传讲。
He shared the gospel of the kingdom with all the Israel and Gentiles.
他将神国的福音向所有的以色列人还有其他的外邦人宣讲。
Finally, he marched towards Jerusalem.
最后他朝向耶路撒冷。
He was hung on the cross on Calvary.
他被在加勒略山上被钉在十字架上。
His disciples all ran away.
他的所有的门徒都四散。
But the third day he resurrected.
但第三天他复活了。
He recalled all these disciples together under him.
他重新又把所有的门徒都召聚回来。
And stay with them 40 days.
他们一直跟这些门徒在一起，地上有四十天。
And then Holy Spirit came down.
然后圣灵从天上降下来。
He ascended to heaven.
他自己耶稣升到天上去。
And this testimony is that Jesus is the Lord. He is on the throne.
所以这就是见证，主耶稣他就是主，他是在做宝座的主。
And that's the following Jesus means.
这就是意味着真正跟随耶稣的话。是这样，
you have to follow his footsteps.
你要跟随，一定要跟随他的脚踪。
And finish his work.
也要完成他的工作。
So that's the testimony of this elite group. What they did.
这就是这十四万四千这批精锐的人他们所成就的。
They have weakness.
他们有他们的弱点。
They have their own failure.
他们也有他们个人的失败。
But by the grace of God, they all recover from all these things.
但是他们靠着神的恩典，他们能够胜过这一切。
So by the end, they can finish the job and be raptured to the throne.
所以在末了的时候，他们是能够完成这一切的工作，所做的工，然后被提升到天上。
And then Bible calls them the church or What? The firstborn.
所以这是圣经所讲的，这个是诸长子，就是初熟的诸长子的聚会。
Yes, that's a very privileged group.
可以说能够这一群是非常非常有特别又有特别的特殊的地位。
They are the last crop, the first crop of the last, how do you say, last stage? Okay.
他们是在可以说是在末世的时候的初熟的这一批，最初熟的这一批。
They will show up on the cloud, not on the cloud, on the throne.
他们是在宝座的面前，他们站在那里。
Next time I will talk about some people show up on the cloud.
那下一次我会讲，我们有的是会在云中相见。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Your heart will be satisfied by these faithful follower of yours.
真是你的心完全从这十四万四千的人里面得到了满足。
They follow you faithfully.
因为他们跟随你是忠心的。
Not only with a good beginning.
他们不但有美好的开始。
They have a wonderful ending.
而且他们有一个非常美好的结局。
Lord, here we are today.
主啊，我们今天我们一起站立在这里。
We are also redeemed by the blood of Christ.
我们同样也是靠着你的宝血，我们被买赎了回来。
Your call to every one of us is the same.
因为你向我们每个人的呼召也同样是一样的。
You call Peter, John, come and follow me.
因为你呼召彼得、约翰来跟随你。
You call us the same way to follow you.
你也是同样来呼召我们说来跟随你。
So we pray by the grace of God.
我们真是在这里祷告，靠着主的恩典。
We will reach.To the end of our life, make your will our will.
我们是愿意，我们这一生都是要愿你的旨意成就。
May you show your glory through us.
我们真是将愿你向我们显现你的荣耀。
Open our eyes that we can see.
真是打开我们的眼睛，让我们能够看见你。
See the glory.
我们能够看见你的荣耀。
Open our ears that we can hear you.
你真是开通我们的耳朵，让我们能够听见你。
Your words are very clear.
因为你的话语是这样的清晰。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.